His approach was exploratory. He was an explorer. I was an explorer first, he said, and a filmmaker a long way after. He brought to filmmaking an explorer's mind and a process of discovery. All art, he said, is a kind of exploring. To discover and reveal is the way every artist sets about his business. Now, science is exploration. Its aim is discovery. Its method is exploratory. In the films, art and science come together. The process is the same. The search is the same, a search for truth.
What sort of search and what sort of truth was your husband after?
He was searching for the spirit of peoples. He made three films all on the same theme, the spirit with which a people comes to terms with its environment. Before he made Nanook, he'd already made an Eskimo film, but he said it was a bad film. There was plenty of information in it about these interesting, strange people. But information was not what he wanted. I had lived with these people, he said, as one of them. For 6 years, I had shared the hazards of their daily hunt for food. Here they were, with less resources than any other people on Earth, living in a country in which no other race could survive. And yet, they were happy. They were the happiest people I've ever known. My only reason for making the film was my deep admiration for these people.
He knew his subject well, then.
He knew his subject and loved it. No one could have known or loved it better. What he did not know, as yet, was his camera. I had learned to explore, he said. I had not learned to reveal. So he went back into the north, and he met Nanook, mighty hunter of the Idivinu tribe of Eskimo. And up there on the bleak, barren coast of the bay of Hudson Bay, halfway to the North Pole, in a one-room hut snow-walled the eaves in winter, with Nanook, he began his 30 years' research of the motion picture camera. He took with him not only camera and film, but a developing, projecting, and printing outfit, so that he could see what he was getting as he went along, what his camera was doing, what it could do, what the nature was of this new machine. Nanook of the North is the biography of an Eskimo family through a year. You see them coming into the trading post, bringing their furs to trade. You see them building their igloo, and then inside the igloo, sheltered from the storm, they go to sleep. Nanook is a silent film, for at that time, in 1922, all films were silent.